The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on there, Michael?
Doug, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, man. It's, you know, it's Thanksgiving week, right, coming up, and you know, the holidays are kicking off, and you know, it's everything's good. You know, I really don't have any personal complaints right now, and. You know, it's the year's winding down. I like everybody else, 2020 can't come to a close fast enough for me. Although I'm not, you know, a big fan of rushing time by. I wouldn't mind rushing this by a little bit here, huh?
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying, but it's been a rough year, but better days are ahead, right? And
hope so. Yeah.
And hopefully starting here with the holidays, right? Some enjoyment and some fun. And you know, boy, I tell you, when you just said it's Thanksgiving week, you know, I guess next week when we come on the air, we're already past Thanksgiving. So it's just like, and for me, it just seems like Thanksgiving to January 1st happens in a blink, I'm sure, for everybody, right? It's so busy, so active, and things going on. But here we go. And, yeah, the only thing I say about 2020 is that there's better days ahead.
Yeah, and, you know, Thanksgiving is late this year. But yeah. Last year it was very early. I think it was the earliest it could be last year. So there was an extra week, basically, between, you know, Christmas right. time and all that. And no, so it's late this year. So, you know, the holidays are going to be upon us very, very quickly here.
Yeah, they usually talk about the where the holiday falls with the retail shopping. There was an extra week of shopping days to Christmas.
Yep.
Versus you'll probably be hearing that there wasn't this year, but I don't know how that all plays out with the pandemic and people shopping online. So, you know, I wouldn't want to venture a guess how that all plays
out. Well, I'm going to make a guess. This Black Friday's numbers are going to be the worst Black Friday numbers in history.
Possibly.
There's no doubt about it. There's never been a situation where people have been quarantining and locked down. And you know,
unless there's some brave souls that are going to say hit them where they're not.
But it still can't happen.
You didn't think of that, did you?
No, I didn't. But, you know, and I know that's, you know, a little tongue in cheek by you, but it is. It's just what's going to happen. And, you know, it's just a sign of the times right now. But, you know, Mark, when we go and we look at the markets right now, we kind of are bopping around here a little bit, you know, and I'm not surprised by it. You're not surprised by it. You know, it's what we think is going to go on, you know, for the remainder of the year. But I definitely think that, and it was confirmed by some of the telephone calls that we had with different investment companies and stuff this week, that rotation is taking place inside of the market right now. Mm. You're getting a lot of professional money managers who are rotating positions from situations that benefit from quarantine, from isolation, whatever I'm trying to say, from pandemic, to things that are going to benefit from non-pandemic. You know what I'm saying?
To recovery.
Recovery. Okay. Great. Yeah. That's the word I was looking for, you know? So, and back to, you know, quote unquote normalcy. And it was very interesting, you know, one of the conversations that we had about the vaccine with one of the investment companies, and very interesting point that they brought out to us is that the Pfizer vaccine, they said one of the issues was with that is transportation. It needs to be stored and transported at like -7 degrees yeah. Celsius, yeah. which was very enlightening to me. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I did.
You did know that?
Yeah, that's been out there. That's been. Do you need extreme? You almost need like dry ice, mm-hmm. like type of cold,
right?
To be able to for that vaccine to be stored,
right? And then some of the other vaccines that are coming out don't need that.
Correct.
So that's exciting.
Correct.
You know, so I really like the way that you know the way they describe that to us, and it's just a lot of interesting stuff going on out there. But Mike, one of the things I wanted to spend some time talking about to the listeners right now is, you know, something that doesn't get a lot of headlines and it's really boring for a lot of people, but it's the bond market. You know, the bond market is some 2 to 3 times larger than the stock market globally, and people don't understand that and they don't know that. But one of the other problems is that when it comes to bonds, people don't understand that there's bonds that behave differently in different economic and different interest rate environments, and they tend to just get stuck into one area. And there's, you know, there's a lot of bonds out there right now that may be at their all-time highs because interest rates are at their all-time lows. And when interest rates tick up, those bonds may come down in value. In fact, they probably will come down in value, and it's going to be a hard time for recovery on that situation.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, people, you know, think a bond is just a one type of a thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a bond. Now, there's various types of bonds,
right.
that actually function in different ways. Pretty much like the equity market, right? They're all equity, but there's various types of equity too. So, yes, that's a good point. Interest rates are obviously record low. Bonds are affected by what interest rates do or don't do. And that's a certain possibility.
Yeah, you know, Mike, the $33 billion went into intermediate bonds in August. And that was pretty much when a lot of bonds hit their all-time high values. And the reason they hit their all-time high values is because the 10-year treasury went down to 0.51 or something like that at that point in time. And like we said over and over, very many bonds will act in the opposite of interest rates. So if interest rates go down, the value of those bonds go up. And in August, a lot of people rotated money into there. And I'm going to say that there's a lot of people that unknowingly rotated money into there. And not unknowingly. Shouldn't have rotated money into there. And they need to rethink that. They didn't realize that those bonds were at their all-time highs because interest rates are at their all-time lows.
Right.
And I'm just fearful that people didn't understand where they went. And it's time for a bond review, if you will, inside of your portfolio, because I'm fearful that people will get set up for a trap. We saw something like this happen, Mike, back in the 90s with government bonds, when we saw people rotate a lot of money into government bonds at the worst time they could back then, and it took a really long time for them to make their money back. So I want to make sure that the people out there who do own bonds right now are doing it, you know, intelligently and with some sort of rhyme or reason, not just return chasing, I guess is what it.
Yeah, that's a great point, and you know, and a good alert. I think one of the biggest problems is the lack of knowledge. Sometimes people are in bonds and they think bonds can't lose money.
Yep.
You know, because it's just kind of like, well, bonds safer than a stock, right? You know, that's like kind of the assumption by everybody.
Yeah.
And A, they fail to realize A, they fluctuate. B, you can lose money, and you're making a very valid point here about what's going on.
You know, the global bond market is about $228 trillion. $228 trillion. Now, don't hold me to these exact numbers, but I'm going to get you in the ballpark here. Mike, do you know that 86% of the bonds worldwide right now, worldwide, yield less than 2%? Well, I know you know that because we went over it with one of the investment houses.
Well, you got to remember too, though, Doug, to kind of make that point, you know, that 86% of all bonds are less than 2%. we've been at historical lows since 2009. So it's not like saying, oh, Mike, we just, the interest rates just went down. How did that happen so quick? This has been, I'm going to call it a way of life, right? We're over a decade already.
Okay, but you're taking something for granted here. Like, you and I understand that. Yeah. The listeners don't.
No, yeah.
That's the point, you know, that I'm trying to get. I'm trying to wake them up here a little bit and make them realize that 60% of the bonds yield 1% or less.
Yeah, yeah. You know, what they do understand is it's been below one at the bank for a very long time.
Right. Well, they get that. Right.
That's where they can get the translation of, well, where are rates? They understand the bank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what you're saying is how do these rates affect the bond market and all the various types of bonds, which is very interesting.
Yeah. And then, so, Mike, here's, you know, for the listeners out there, only 5% of the bonds globally yield over 3%. Right now. So, you know, you're in a position here where you've got very low yields and no real prospect for a yield pickup anytime really soon. But when it does, if you're in these bonds, in the wrong bonds right now, you could lose some value that you're unaware of.
Sure. Sure. Absolutely. Great point.
You know, you have to look at the duration of the bond, and if the duration is... The duration basically tells you, let's just say a duration is 6. It tells you that if interest rates move in either direction 1%, if interest rates go down 1%, that bond will probably go up 6% in value. And if interest rates go up 1%, that bond will lose 6% in value. Well, you can't really, interest rates really can't go down 1% anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
So... but they can go. So what are the chances? What are your odds here right now in the bond market? And I'm just staying on this right now. And the conversation may be too high level. Okay, it may be too high level right now for the show. But what I'm trying to just emphasize to people here is that there are things going on out there right now that if you're not paying attention to your portfolio, you could get fooled, you know, to thinking that you own something that contains a level of risk that you might not realize.
Sure, absolutely.
And so right now, I think, is the very appropriate time to have a portfolio review and to, like, take a look at the, you know, specifically into the fixed income or bond part of your portfolio to make sure that you're positioned properly for an interest rate environment that may come in the future versus one that's probably not going to come in the future.
Right. And, you know, Doug, and to kind of wrap this thing up, if you will, I think what people who, you know, who are you, does it apply to me type of thing, is that, you know, maybe in your 401k or something at work, when you did it, you allocated, or somebody said, oh, do make believe 70% equity, 30% bonds, or 60-40, and then, or if you're investing, forget the 401k, and, oh, you know, the my advisor told me that we own 30% of bonds. I think what you're trying to say is, what do you own? What type of bonds? And can they be subject to a downturn?
Right. Are they the right kind for you in this economic environment?
I think for most, and, you know, I'm not saying all, but for most, I think their education of bonds is that, okay, it's not an equity. It's not as aggressive as equities. Okay, so I know, yeah, I got to have a percentage of my money in bonds, but they have no clue to what these bonds are. What do I own and why do I own it?
100%. They're not, you know, they don't get the fanfare that the stock market gets.
Yes.
They're not sexy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you don't get, they never lead the evening news off with, and the bond market rallied today, right? You just don't know. So it's, and the mere fact that the bond market is some, you know, 2 to 3 times as big as the stock market, the equity markets out there, yet it doesn't get the attention that it should get, is, you know, a little bit bothersome. And that, you know, to your point, if you're not educated about all the different areas of the bond markets, well, maybe there's some opportunities out there for you. But more importantly, maybe there's some dangers you're facing right now that you shouldn't be facing.
Sure, absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
So, folks, if you'd like for us to, you know, obviously do a portfolio review for you, we're welcome to do it. You know, there's no cost or obligation for us to do that for you. You just got to pick up the phone and give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. 3722. Let's do a quick portfolio review for you and at least know what you own and what your potential risks that you're facing are.
Sounds good to me.
All right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us today. And, Mike, in the first segment of the show here, we spoke about the interest rates and bonds and understanding or misunderstanding what they own and why they own them. You know, and it just leads to, you know, reminding me of that's a, you know, potential financial blind spot. And, you know, one of the areas that we spend time with and going over with our clients and, paying attention to financial blind spots is so critically important. And I know we've spoken about it, you know, a few times over the past several months, but I want to take some more time and talk about, you know, financial blind spots today and the potential hazards that they can really wreak on, you know, your overall financial strategy if you're not paying attention to them. Yet they're so easy to ignore.
Yeah, you're right, Doug. And you know, great point. And what you, the first segment of the show talking about bonds and what type of bonds, what do you own and why do you own them and how big the bond market is. Again, not everyone, but so many people do own bonds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they don't even realize it because like I had said earlier, it's inside of their 401k and they were told, you know, take this or do that or whatever. And so not aware. And like you said, all of a sudden, let's just say if there's a downturn in certain areas of the bond market and
yep.
you are holding those, all of a sudden you're looking and say, wow, how am I losing money? Or what happened to my performance? How come I didn't make as much money as I thought I would be because the other portion of my portfolio? And really, well, what is it? You just really described the blind spot, right? You didn't know it was there. You have it. It's part of what you do. It's in your financial house. And to your surprise, there was a blind spot.
Yeah. And you know something, Mike, is that when you turn the clock back and you go back to like 2005, 2004, 2005, 2006 timeframe, right? We were talking to people about, you know, potential blind spots in that, in, you know, is your retirement income protected? And is it, are you, have you paid attention to it or not? And then lo and behold, when 2008, 2009 real estate bubble came and burst, and we saw interest rates crater, we saw a lot of people who were not paying attention to that retirement income blind spot, potential blind spot, really get waylaid. I mean, if you had a, you know, a setup in your overall financial strategy or financial plan where you were strictly using yield-based investments or yield-based financial instruments, you got your retirement income, you know, walloped over the, you know, the decade or the 15 years following that period of time.
Can we, Doug, let's develop that. Let's be a little more clear about that, because you're saying yield-based investments, and I think let's give an example of a few. Okay, so before 08 or whatever, maybe you had money in a CD.
Yep.
And maybe, and I'm just going to pick a number, was paying 4%, 5%, whatever, okay?
Yep.
And you had $100,000 or $200,000. Well, at 5%, you're getting $5,000 or you're getting $10,000 a year. And you're saying, okay, have safe money. It's in the bank. It's yielding me $5,000, $10,000 a year. I pull that down because it helps us pay our taxes, what have you, whatever your retirement expenses are. Then we're getting some other Social Security in or whatever, and you kind of went about your way. And what Doug's saying is that at that point in time when the financial crisis hit and real estate, and everything, virtually everything collapsed, interest rates went to virtually zero, record lows, if you will. And that income was no longer to be had, right? When those CDs, when those CDs were rolling off the books and you know, they were maturing 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, it created a retirement income blind spot for many, right?
Yes.
It was something that we never really imagine or envision. What, you know, interest rates going down to zero, and it hasn't been zero for, you know, forever, if you will. And that's a potential blind spot. And that's a bad blind spot. Okay. You know, there's one thing.
Some are worse than others, right?
Right. You know, there's one thing saying, hey, my portfolio, I didn't perform as well, or I'm down some money here on my bond positions in my portfolio, versus saying my retirement income's just dried up on me.
True.
That's a problem.
You know, Mike, and there's other vehicles out there that were fixed, you know, interest vehicles, or even as we referred to earlier, you know, we were talking about bonds. You might have even had, you know, a laddered bond portfolio or something of that nature, where what happened and what also happened during that period of time is you may have owned a bond that had a certain yield on it. And then when interest rates went down, that bond could have been callable. And what happens is that a major company out there issued a bond, and I'll just make up an interest rate to, you know, a coupon rate of 5%. And interest rates went all the way down, and that bond was callable by them, which means they could say, we're taking it back. I'm going to give you your initial investment back again, or the par value, not your initial investment, because you could have paid a different price for it, and then refinance that down at a lower rate. So they could have taken that higher yielding bond, which happened. I mean, it happened like mad out there. It was going on. And that was a big, big blind spot where people, you know, got caught. And one of the things that's bothering me right now, Mike, is that for some reason that blind spot seems to be still glaring to me. I think the retirement income potential blind spot that people are facing right now, because interest rates are so low that I think people are consuming capital. You know, they're eating away at their principal as well, just to support themselves. And you know, there's strategies and techniques that you could use to help that situation, and I think it's something that really needs to be looked at.
You're absolutely right, Doug, and you know, it's a blind spot that's, you know, as we said, it's a biggie, it's important. And the other thing too, Doug, is about blind spots. It seems like every crisis, something jumps off the page at you, you know, and you know, getting back to 2020, and I know the expression, this, you know, 20, we can't get done quick enough with 2020, but again, you know, whether it be folks that lost their jobs or unfortunately even businesses or what have you, because they never thought, well, we're doing so well, how would this ever dry up? You know what I'm saying? And so blind spots unfortunately appear at the worst time,
right? And that's why, you know, in our firm at Wealth Management Group, we have, you know, we have a, a process in place that we go through with our clients. We try to not do it, you know, we don't do it willy-nilly. You know, it's definitely a process that we go through with people to address and discuss your overall financial strategies and your goals, but as well as to bring to light, okay, do we see any potential blind spots here? Mike, I met with a client, and usually we talk about this in the third segment, but seeing since we're here right now, I met with a client, and she's in a second marriage now, got married to a guy, and they're older, they're in their 70s, and got married to a gentleman who has a special needs child. And so when we were having our meeting yesterday, you know, we started having a conversation, and I brought up a potential blind spot for them. And the blind spot in this circumstance was, do you have the proper documentation to make sure that there's a special needs trust set up for the daughter when, you know, the father passes away? And they looked at me sort of like, what do you, you know, they didn't know what I was referring to or talking about, because nobody ever discussed this with them before. And that's a huge potential blind spot if you have a special needs child out there that really needs to be addressed, because improper planning or lack of planning could disqualify that child from all government assistance. And in this circumstance, it would really be a bad case, because the child is currently in an adult assisted living, I shouldn't say adult assisted living, adult community for similar people with similar issues that is being paid for by the government. And if he had passed away and, you know, just left everything without the proper planning, she would get disqualified from that and would have to lose her housing.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a blind spot. You know what I'm saying? There's blind spots everywhere that people aren't aware of. And unless we bring it to their attention, they don't think about it.
Yeah. Special needs, Doug, big area, a lot of blind spots, a lot of, if you will, I'll call them technical laws. I don't know if there's such a thing, but you kind of get what I'm saying. And but I think also in your financial world, anything that has to do with the legal side,
mm-hmm.
okay, there's always a lot of chance of blind spots if you haven't really sat down and gone through the process, because you know how the legal world works. It's always, you know, read to fine print, right? Type
yeah.
of thing, or with the laws, or there's a stack of laws, I should say, not read to fine print, and could create blind spots.
Yeah, you know, so it's just, and I think that, you know, the benefit of our approach and why, you know, I think that people enjoy working with us is that we go through all these areas. You know, it's not just, you know, come on in and let's see if we can get some sort of financial instrument, you know, into your portfolio and see you later. It's, you know, let's go through the whole situation and go through our process and step by step go through each different scenario. And, you know, very often with his, you know, with a 1 hour meeting and, you know, meeting that we say that you can come in with a client, you come in and we talk about a goal and objective, make sure that we're covering any blind spot that may prevent that goal or objective from taking place, because that's really what you're doing when you think about it. Right, Mike? You have an objective that you want to accomplish in your financial life, albeit you want to make sure that your child gets educated, right? And you have a young child. What's a potential blind spot that you have in paying for that child's, you know, education or that coming through is, what if you pass away or become disabled? Those are blind spots that people don't think about. They just say, okay, I want to save a certain amount of money or invest a certain amount of money every single month to pay for my child's, you know, college education. And that's great. But what's the potential blind spot that comes along with that? Well, the blind spot that could come along with that is the inability to save that money on a monthly basis, right?
Sure.
So we need to go over that in that circumstance with people right there. Okay, do you have the appropriate amount of life insurance coverage in case you pass away? And do you have the appropriate amount of disability insurance coverage in case you don't have the ability to earn the money to save on a monthly basis?
Yeah, and you know, the another area too is when we talk about blind spots, and it's not really so blind, but people don't think of it, is sometimes people go to retire and they'll sit down and say, okay, I'm going to retire, my wife mm-hmm. and I. And they start saying, okay, well, her Social Security check and her money and my Social Security check, my money, whatever. Okay, we're good, we're good, we're good. But they fail to say, what happens if one person passed away
right.
prematurely?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes people think like, oh, we're good, we're okay. Yeah, the power of two makes it work. Take some money out of that equation.
And what happens?
There could be a problem.
Right. You know, and that's, and when we're talking about the blind spots, you're 100% correct, Mike, is that that's it. That's the blind spot, very simply, is what could potentially prevent your objective from taking place. And, you know, the other blind spot when it comes to retirement income planning, like you were talking about, Mike, inflation. We very rarely hear people come in and tell us, well, we've sat down and we figured out that today we've got enough money coming through the door. And when we adjust that for inflation going forwards, we're also going to have enough money going. That's not, it does, I don't know that it's ever happened when somebody came through the door. So that's just another potential blind spot, is the erosion of purchasing power of your dollar.
Well, you know, Doug, and another one that kind of fits into that boat with inflation is also medical costs.
Right.
You know, and
big blind spot.
You know, somebody's medical history declines, or whatever you want to call somebody's personal health declines. Are there more costs, et cetera, so on. So, you know, when it comes to eroding the dollar, you know, you could say medical, you could say inflation, you could say taxation. Those are probably the three-headed monster, if you will, that could erode your money real quick in retirement.
Yeah, so folks, we're here to help you with, you know, making sure that you try to keep an eye on the blind spots and doing our best to help those, you know, help you avoid those potential blind spots from coming back and getting at you. And as you know, as we say all the time, you're welcome to have a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation with us. We've got offices in Parsippany, in Martinsville, in Clark, in Toms River, and meeting facility in the Manasquan area. So if you can hear us, we've got an office in close proximity to you. And we're also old school. We still make house calls. So, you know, you can take advantage of that opportunity, too. So the number is 855-262-3722. That number, again, is 855-262-3722. Give a call and let's schedule a time to get together so we can review your overall situation and make sure that we pay attention to and help you out with any potential blind spots that you may have. We will be right back, folks.
If you have a retirement plan with your former employer, you may be wondering what to do with your money. For many people, this is confusing and sometimes gets to the point where you don't even explore what is available to you. Well, we have some good news for you. The two guys you are listening to right now, Doug and Mike, have been helping people to understand what their options are for decades. They offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show. That includes you. These two guys are regular people who just happen to understand the use of money and how to analyze financial information. They explain things in simple and easy to understand ways to help you to understand any recommendations. Wealth Management Group has offices and meeting facilities throughout the area and even make good old-fashioned house calls. So, pick up the phone and call 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 to see what they have to say about that old retirement plan you have sitting around and the options that you have for those funds. That's 855-262-3722. Call now.
At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a one-hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized a sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as 1,000 other people. We have offices in Clark, Parsippany, Martinsville, and Toms River to suit your needs. We observe and respect all protocols in order to keep everyone safe and healthy. Or if you wish, we can have our meeting on the phone or video. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show and come out after with something you didn't have before. The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
Hey, Mike, pretty interesting segment, I think, the last segment there, talking about financial blind spots. And, you know, I hope that people are thinking about that and paying attention to it and, you know, giving themselves the opportunity to review this stuff with us here, because there's so many people out there that we come across, Michael, that have that own investments or, you know, have money invested in an employer, you know, retirement plan, or have some money saved away. And may even have, you know, somewhat of a concept of something they want to accomplish, but no real strategies put in place, no real, you can't walk up to them and say, you know, what's your overall financial strategy? They don't have one. They say, oh yeah, well, I invest money into, you know, a certain, you know, financial instrument on a monthly basis. And like, okay, that's great, but what's the strategy? Why are you doing that? You know, so I hope that people take advantage of the opportunity to come on in and sit down with us and have the conversation and get a true financial strategy put in for the in place for themselves and not just, you know, wing it.
Yeah. You know, I like to say about it, Doug, what the blind spots is if you feel something like you're not sure, or, you know, kind of follow your gut, if you will, you know, maybe you can't put your finger on it, or you're not really sure or you don't know what would happen. You should find out.
Well, the funny thing is about blind spots, Mike, is that most people aren't aware they exist. That's why they're blind spots.
Right.
So they don't know what they should be looking at. Very many times, yeah, clients don't know what the potential blind spots of certain things could be, and that's why they need, you know, us, you know, with our experience, our knowledge and wisdom, to come in and talk to them about it and bring ideas to them. And, you know, one of the things that is very important that people need to understand is it's not uncommon for us to have somebody come into the office and already be doing the best that they can for themselves right now. And we tell them that and go on the way. In fact, you had one of those cases this week where somebody came in and was on the right track.
Yeah, I did, Doug. And, you know, person came in and wanted to sit down and, you know, wasn't really sure of things, if you will, and but had things going on. And, mm-hmm. You know, sat down and went through everything and talked everything through. And the end result was, is you're doing fine.
Right.
You know, there's nothing I can really do for you here. And, you know, and
it's real.
Yeah.
It really happens. Is the point. You
and
know,
the person was like, oh, okay. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm like, basically it was almost like, do more of what you're doing.
Right.
You know,
right. You're on the right track.
Yeah.
For what your objectives are in your situation right now and your circumstances, you're doing the right thing, you know, right now and going on. And, you know, Mike, I wanted to jump back to, you know, I spoke earlier about one of the clients that I went and met with this week in the, you know, the special needs circumstance. And I just used that. It just popped into my head in the last segment of using that, you know, discussing a financial blind spot. But I think it's also important for people to know out there is that, you know, we do work in the area of special needs, you know, strategies for people out there. So if you've got a child that, you know, has special needs and you're concerned about when you're not here anymore to help them, we can help you with the planning, you know, and the strategies for that. And it's something that not a lot of people take the time to talk to people about, but it's one of the things that I'm very proud about at Wealth Management Group is that, you know, we do have some experience in this area and we can help people out.
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. You know, if I may.
You go.
Yeah, okay. You know, Doug, I had somebody else this week too that came in, and this was probably very common, you know, and it's in that late 40s, early 50s range. And people say, you know, I haven't done anything yet. I haven't, you know, done anything. I'm really behind. And truth is they have done something, but they haven't worked with somebody like you or I in what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in and what you find is it's various parts. It's various pieces. Oh, I have this, or I have the retirement plan at work, and I have a little bit of that and a little bit of this. And they've actually done something. And I find, Doug, and I know you're going to say you probably come across the same type of people, they kind of discount themselves, you know what I'm saying, like as doing nothing,
mm-hmm.
which isn't really true because they've done something, but they haven't taken the next step
right.
and sat down with like you, I, our firm and said, I need a coordinated plan, you know, and I guess the best way, here we go again with the analogies, but it's like kind of sound like, yeah, I own a trumpet, I own a drum set, I own a, you know, a sax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you own some instruments, but we got to get the band playing here together.
Right. 100%.
And so they're never as bad as they really account themselves to be, but they do need to move forward.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I mean, 100%. You know, and Mike, it totally makes sense. And I know that people are understanding, you know, what you're saying, you know, right now. And that's what we alluded to earlier, was where, yeah, you've got some things going on. You know, you own some investments or some financial instruments, or, you know, but you don't really have a plan or strategy in place. You just own some stuff. You know, it's like, yeah, all right, great. You know, I own a hammer. All right. Well, great. Well, what do you need a hammer for? Yeah. Just in case.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, fine. You know, so there's a lot of that's happening and going on out there right now, Mike. And it's something that we need to, you know, really reach out to people and let you know. And the other thing that we've spoken about for the past 3 or 4 weeks in a row right now, you know, briefly each week, is that we're finding more and more people who were with, you know, major brokerage houses that are all of a sudden just getting, you know, they're losing their advisor and they're getting signed to a virtual advisor or becoming a house account. And man, I don't know, you know, when you're used to having a face-to-face or a personal relationship with somebody, and then all of a sudden they take you and they dump you into, you know, could they really tell you any more that they don't care about you?
Yeah. And you know what, Doug, I get it. Like, the world we live in, technology is consuming us and taking us over, you know, but I still think there's things in this world that are going to need to be done the old fashioned way, if you will.
Yeah.
And I think when it comes to your money or discussing your money, I think so much just comes out of a sit down across the table from each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, and just talking. And to be honest with you, emails doesn't do it any justice
no.
either, because it's very limited in scope. An email can always be interpreted by, like, you know,
the mood you're in when you read it.
Right. You know, and I think that sitting down that across from each other and just talking does so much more justice for somebody's financial situation than doing it virtual or any other way.
Well, when it comes to money, Mike, you know, money's an intimate thing for people, and it should be. And, you know, making decisions aren't always as, you know, as vanilla as they are, you know. And when you're working with a virtual person, or you call into a call center and you get somebody randomly on the telephone who doesn't really know you, how is that person really going to provide you with any sort of real valuable guidance going forwards? They're not. They'll make a recommendation to you based on that moment in time.
Doug, you know where that works?
Nowhere.
Transactional. Transactional versus guidance in a working relationship, okay? It's like saying online banking versus banking,
mm-hmm.
okay? You got to move $3,000 from your savings to your checking to pay some bills? Okay.
I could do that for you.
Do that transaction.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if you truly need a guidance, or you need to speak to somebody about, say, I'm going to go down to the bank and try to get a mortgage today, we want to buy a home, then you really kind of need to talk to somebody.
Yeah, that's where I think the the personal relationship is really of, you know, paramount value.
What we do cannot be turned cold, if you will, Doug. It's not a transactional cold relationship. Things happen. People need to discuss stuff. there's situations that arise that I can't even begin to say, oh, well, this is why you need to have a conversation and pick up the phone and say, hey, Mike, hey, Doug, let me run this past you. And it's not just a virtual thing.
No, and it can't be. And you know what the problem is, though, in the world today is that everything's getting commoditized. And what I mean by that is that it has to be the cheapest that it can possibly be.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll never forget, Mike, I heard somebody tell a story years and years ago that they walked into a store and they saw a sign on the wall that said, good, fast, and cheap. Pick two. You can't have all three. It can't. If it's good and fast, it's not going to be cheap, right? And if it's fast and cheap, it's not going to be any good. You know what I'm saying?
That's great.
That's it. You know, you can pick two out of the three, and that's what you can have.
Well
and that
said.
Is so applicable in life.
Yeah, well said.
You know, it just really, really is. And when it comes to the financial world, it's no different. And, you know, Mike, I also want to take some time out here today because this week I met another accidental millionaire this week. All right. And we're meeting a lot of accidental millionaires out there this week. And people are like, what the heck is an accidental millionaire? Well, you're worth over $1 million, but you did it by accident without any strategy or plan in place. And lo and behold, you're worth $1 million. You're an accidental millionaire. You didn't do it on purpose. It happened by accident. But now here's your risk that you run. You're the accidental millionaire. You made it, okay? And you're not paying attention to anything right now. We got markets that are at all-time highs and interest rates that are all-time lows. Each one of those two can go in a different direction. And if those go in different directions, they could have a negative impact on your accidental millionaire status. So what I want you to do is I want you to sit down with us and let's review your situation and put a strategy in place so that all the benefits and all the good things that can come from being a millionaire, they're protected as best as they can for you so they don't evaporate as accidentally as it accumulated. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Sure it does. Sure it does. And I think a lot of that, Doug, has to do with people pass judgment on themselves,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think that's the biggest problem when it comes to their financial world. They don't think of themselves as a millionaire.
Right. Well, let me give you an example of somebody who doesn't think of themselves as a millionaire, a person with $600,000 in IRAs and savings in a $400,000 house.
Yeah.
They don't realize they're a millionaire.
Yeah. It was funny as you were saying that, I'm thinking to myself, you know, us being New Jersey based and all, and depending where you live, right? But if you live in a neighborhood and houses, the common house is going for $500,000, and I'm going to say there's quite a few millionaires on your block.
100, right.
Especially somebody that's maybe in their 60s or, you know, later on in age, not the, maybe the new couple that just moved in, but somebody has the house paid off and have had a nice career, and the husband and wife have had a nice career. And just think about it, folks. Got some 401ks, got a few bucks in the bank.
Right.
You're probably there.
Right. And you don't even realize it. And that's why I say that it's accidental, because there's so few people that we sit down with, Mike, that actually have a net worth sheet prepared for us already.
Yeah.
They know what they're worth. They don't. And so what we want to do is we want to sit with you. And I'm calling you an accidental millionaire. I'm not trying to insult you, because some of you are probably laughing right now saying, yeah, that's us. Right. We accidentally did it. Put money into the, you know, the 401k or, you know, whatever it was, you know, the retirement plan, and our house accumulated in value. We paid our mortgage down, and, you know, lo and behold, here we are. And what we want to do is we want to sit with you and say, okay, listen, this is where we got to right now. And again, reiterating to you, markets at all-time highs, interest rate at all-time lows, those two things go in the opposite direction. It could have a big negative impact on your millionaire status. So let's see what we can do to, you know, put strategies in place that you can still maintain the benefits from, you know, from what you've done and the success that you've had, maybe regardless of what the circumstances are in those other two spots.
Sure.
You know? All right, let's take a break, and we will come back, and then we'll do a recap on the show and everything that we spoke about. But I want to remind you guys before we do is that you're always welcome to a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation. The telephone number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. 3722. Let's sit down and get together and go over your situation and make sure that we protect your financial blind spots and that we make sure that, you know, the wealth that you have right now is wealth that is set up to be preserved and continue to grow going forward. Sound good, Michael?
Absolutely.
All right, folks, we will be right back.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
When making decisions regarding Social Security, people often get overwhelmed and confused. Should I start? Should I delay? What impact will my decision have on my spouse? Can I still earn money? We have all heard these questions and more. To help you understand Social Security better, we are offering the Baby Boomer's Guide to Social Security to our listeners. This is an easy-to-understand and simple guide packed with information to many of your questions. Call now to receive your free, no-cost, or obligation copy of the Baby Boomer's Guide to Social Security, 855-262-3722. That number again, 855-262-3722. Social Security is a once-in-a-lifetime decision. Get the most information to make the appropriate decision best for you. That's 855-262-3722 to receive your Baby Boomer's Guide to Social Security.
And here we are, Michael, into the final segment of the show. We got about six minutes or so left here in the show. And, you know, first thing I wanted to do was, you know, one of the things that we're terrible at on the radio show here is letting people know about the firm, right? And one of the things that we're terrible at is giving out our website address, right? It's unbelievable. We have such a good website, and yet we very rarely give out the address. So I want to let people know that our website is wealthmanagegroup.com. Again, that's www.wealthmanagegroup.com. You can go there and, you know, look. There's a lot of newsletters, calculators, you know, all that kind of stuff out there for you guys to use. And also you could contact us via that if you want to. And then I think it's also important for the people to know out there, Mike, because I've gotten this question recently, a couple of times that, listen, if I call into your firm for an appointment, you know, are you guys going to put me with somebody else in your firm? And the answer is absolutely not. All right. If you call into the show and you call into our office, you are getting an appointment with either Mike or myself, and we are the team that will be guiding you and helping you, you know, through every step of the way in your planning. Yes, we do have, you know, administrative staff that could help in on something, but that's not part of the planning stuff. That's, administrative stuff that would need to be done. So I think it's important for people to know that, Mike, and that, you know, we've been at this business for a very long time, all right? The early 1990s, we've been at this business since. And, you know, that doesn't happen by accident, folks. And we're still, and we're going to hold true, we're face-to-face advisors, you know, whenever possible. That's not to say if you have a question, you call us up on the telephone, we can answer the question for you. But what we like to do is we like to sit and get to know our clients. And, you know, how many people, Mike, do you have when they sit down and they say to you, how long we've been working together now? And you're like, 22 years?
Yeah. And, that, you know, and a lot of people, they judge it by the age of my children, you know, and they say, I remember back when I met you and asked you about your family and your children were this age and oh my God, you know, so time does march by, Doug. It's just incredible. And that's how we like to do it. And you know what? I just want to say this, even for our clients that are always listen to me, you and I, we have the greatest clientele. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. None of this would be possible. And I can't thank them enough. And I sincerely mean that all the time. When I think about our success, without those folks, you and I would be nothing.
Yeah, you have to, when it comes to deciding whether or not you want to work with Wealth Management Group or myself and Michael, is that you just have to decide on what you're looking for out of a relationship with you know, with an advisor. If you're looking for, you know, a couple of guys who happen to have, you know, to understand the uses of money and how to analyze financial information, but are also blessed with the skills to bring that to you in ordinary everyday language, you know, we're probably appropriate people for it for you. If you're looking for somebody who's trying to make you a quick buck, you know, real buy a quick investment to get rich on, or somebody who's going to speak, you know, in, you know, language that you don't understand, we are not the guys for you. So if that's who you're looking for, you're going to be disappointed if you call us.
Yeah.
But if you are looking for regular people who understand regular ordinary circumstances, covering people from, you know, the person who, you know, went to work every day, the mason who went to work every day and saved money up in his union pension or his union annuity or what have you, or if you're looking for some, or if you're a business owner who's worth, you know, $20 million, $30 million, we cover the whole spectrum. And we're just regular people. So if you're a regular person who started a business and you're still a regular person who just happens to have, you know, money now, you probably want to work with, you know, regular guys.
Sure. Absolutely. That's what we offer, Doug. And, you know, and again, I mean, get to know you, build a relationship, understand you. That's why face-to-face is so important. We have to understand you. You know, when you sit and people want to tell us about their children and their grandchildren, and whether it be the holiday dinner, although you're chit-chatting about a holiday dinner, but you understand the importance, you
right.
know what I'm saying, of what these people mean to this person. And it comes into one maybe with the estate planning or what have you, you know. And it's all important. And that's how we are. And, you know, at Doug, 20-something years at this on the show, you know, chugging along here. And
it's like 24, 25 years now. We got to iron that out and pin that down.
Right.
But it's a long time, Mike.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, on some of the radio stations that we're on, you know, if you've listened to our show for a long period of time, shows have come and shows have gone.
Yeah.
And station formats have come and station formats have gone. And station ownership has come and station ownership has gone. But the consistent constant that has remained since the mid-1990s on these airways is you and I.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, and there's been countless financial shows that have come and gone. And, you know, for various different reasons.
And music formats have become outdated.
I'll tell you something. You know, Mike, you remember the time that on one of the stations they came to us and they said, we're going back to the oldies format. We're going to start to play music from the 70s.
Yeah. I think
when we started,
one of the stations started with wasn't a big band back in.
It was big band music when we started. Tommy Dorsey, Glenn Miller, you know, so on and so forth. And then they said, you know, we're going to go to the 50s and 60s. And to you and I, that was the oldies. Right. So then we really got a kick in the fanny when, you know, they change their format a couple times and they come back to us and say, we're going back to the oldies again. We're going to play music from the 70s and 80s. And we're like, what?
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, that's who we are. Folks, we're always available. 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick up the phone and give a call. You're always welcome to a complimentary consultation. No cost or obligation. Offices in Parsippany, Martinsville, Clark, Toms River, meeting facility in Manasquan. If you can hear us, we've got an office near you. That's going to wrap it up for this week. Folks, have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy your time. And we'll be back next week. Until then, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations, no strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
Thank you. The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.